Hey, hey, it's Desiree Cocroft, your Get Your Life coach, and welcome back to Get Your Life Today. I am so excited to be with you all again. Happy Monday. It should be Monday when you're listening to this. At least that's when I release this. And maybe if it's not Monday, then happy Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Either way, I hope you are having a good one. And today, I really wanted to talk about the biggest way you can get things done is through accountability. And so I want to talk about this a lot because I think many people are stressing about the things that they don't have done, wanting to see themselves actualize their goals and move themselves forward, but they're missing a really key component. And that component is accountability. And so I think a lot of times we think about accountability in the sense of someone micromanaging us. And at the end of the day, the essence of accountability is that people are holding us accountable while we are also holding ourselves accountable, right? So people can only hold you up to the mirror, right, of yourself. And so if you are not holding yourself to a standard, no one else can hold you to that standard. So the first thing is, if we really want to see ourselves move our goals forward, see ourselves do better in our businesses, do better in the areas of our life that we're looking to set different goals in, we're gonna need some accountability. So one is, how can we be better at keeping our promises to ourselves? And if you listen to some past podcasts, I did talk a lot about keeping my promises to myself. I was really talking to you all about how one day I just had this realization that if I really want to see more things happen in my life, I need to be more committed to my personal commitments and holding or keeping those promises to myself. And so, that was something that kind of really hit me when I was cycling about wanting to move forward in some different areas of my business. And I had to come to the realization that some things are not happening because I keep changing my commitment because of a lot of reasons. Some of those things have to do with, self-sabotage. Some of those things have to do with wondering if I'm doing the right thing at the right time. All the things that kind of come and distract us from moving forward in our businesses or in our personal lives, all the things. But at the end of the day, when I did some reflection, I was like, the main thing I want to walk away from this is I want to be better at keeping my commitment to myself. And so some of I currently work for Franklin Covey. And one of the things that we talk about, obviously, is the 7 habits. We talk about it all the time. And so one of the highly effective practices of habit 3, put first things first, is to stay true in the moment of choice. And so that's the same thing that I work on with keeping my promises or keeping my commitments to myself, is staying true in the moment of choice. Once I have decided that this is an area of life or this is an area of my business that I actually want to do, I need to keep that commitment to myself. I need to stay true in that moment where I can really choose to do one thing or the other, or like I like to say, keep my promises to myself. If I said that I was going to do something, then I get to keep that to myself, because the times that we continue to break what we said we were going to do for ourselves, we lose trust in ourselves. We lose that essence of self-trust. And so we almost set ourselves up to create this system of making a promise to ourselves, and almost unconsciously our mind is like, oh, you don't do the things you say you're gonna do. And so we don't do them. And so we almost have to rewire our brain, rewire ourselves. And the only way to do that is to actually start taking that action and telling ourselves, like, no, I keep my promises to myself. I keep my commitments. Yes, that's what I get to do. That's what I'm going to do, because I keep my promises to myself. So it is very much an everyday practice. So, again, one of the biggest things we can do to see ourselves make progress is have accountability. And in order to have accountability in our lives, we have to have that self-accountability. So there is a such thing as holding yourself accountable. There was a time where I didn't think that. I'm like, you need other people. There's no such thing. But I'm like, well, no, it is a such thing as self-accountability. We do things on a daily basis that are things that we have created as habits. And those are commitments that we have decided to continue to keep to ourselves. And we hold ourselves to it. And so, for example, one thing is like brushing your teeth, or I'll talk about me brushing my teeth. Sometimes it's late. Maybe I've been relaxing, or, you know, I'm done working late, or whatever. You get off the phone with family members and such, and it's time to go to bed. And I'm like, do I really feel like brushing my teeth? It's so small, but you know, when you ignore your teeth over time, a friend of mine said they become false to you. If you're not real to your teeth, they become false to you, right? So that is the thing that kind of reminds me to get up, or, you know, go to the bathroom and brush your teeth. And nobody has to tell me. Nobody tells me. It is, not only is it a habit that I've created, but it is a commitment that I continue to keep to myself to always make sure I'm taking care of my teeth and brushing my teeth every day, and specifically twice a day, right? And so with that, I have created that habit. It almost feels like I'm breaking a promise to myself when I don't do it. I've even gotten all the way in the bed, positioning myself to sleep, and I will get up and brush my teeth. That's how committed I am. It just feels like not right. And so we get to create those habits for ourselves in the things that we want to continue to be committed to. And so again, that self-accountability is so important. How can we help to help ourselves be more trustworthy of ourselves by just sticking to it? And so maybe if you've been back and forth or having a lot of starts and stops, and I've definitely been there before in different areas of my life, this is a great opportunity to make a new commitment to yourself. And versus trying to say, I'm going to do this for 30 days, how about let's just do one day? And then tomorrow, let's do another day. And then let's do another day. You know, just taking those big baby steps. If you've read my book, taking those big baby steps, big for you, because it might be a stretch for you to even do it for one day because you haven't been doing it at all, right? And then doing it the next day and continuing to take those steps until it's something that, you know, really sticks and you're holding yourself accountable. Now, the second part is actually in encouraging others to be that accountability with you. And that's like that extra layer of awesomeness, because if you're going to decide to do something big in your life, accountability is important. First, that self-accountability, right? That self-trust, that commitment to oneself. And so once you do that, people can put a mirror up to you, but you have to actually extend to them the opportunity to hold you accountable. You have to invite them to hold that mirror up to you. Now, these two things together, double whammy. I'm telling you all, double whammy. If you can, you know, make a commitment to yourself and make those small steps, right, every day, those big small steps, right, every day, then it's even more beneficial when you invite someone to do it, because you made this commitment, you've talked to them about it, and so now you can really up your chances. So, you know, I did a little bit of research, and the American Society of Training and Development, you know, they did this study on accountability, and they said you have a 65% chance of completing a goal if you commit to someone. So that's just me saying, hey, you know, hey, such and such, you know, this is something I want to do. I'm just letting you know so you can hold me accountable. And that is typically what we do, right? We find someone that we know, and we're just like, hey, you know, I want you to hold me accountable. Hold me to this. This is something that I want to do this year. We don't even like get into like the nitty gritty. You're like, this is something I want to do this year or this month, right? And so that's kind of like it. And, you know, every now and then that person might, you know, might kind of sort of check in with us, right? But this higher sense of accountability, when you have, and this is according to the American Society of Training and Development, when you have a specific accountability appointment with a person you've committed, you will increase. You will increase your chance of success by up to 95%. So it may not be 95%, but I'm saying it is way more. If you hit that 95%, then 65%. So you can, you know, increase your chances by 30% more, right? Up to 30% more. And even if you did it at 5% or, you know, 10%, it's still obviously more opportunity for you to succeed when you have a specific accountability appointment with a person you've committed to. So we know what that looks like. That looks like, okay, every week I'm going to talk to this person. I'm saying like, hey, such and such, you know, I actually, you know, want to do this thing and I want to do it for the next month. So I'm committing to do, you know, this action step every week so that I can actualize this goal at the end of the month. So I need you to meet with me on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock to check in with me to make sure that I have done my action step. Or even better, if maybe you have this person do the action step with you once a week, right? So people that actually do that, they have a 30%, you know, higher chance of actually completing, actualizing the goal. So you see how these two things work together really well to have this self-trust, right? We can have this self-trust, and that's the first part, right? Really deciding that we want to have, you know, this trust in ourselves, because, you know, you've been there before, right? When you haven't made this commitment to yourself and you kind of say it, but you don't really mean it. And then you incorporate a person and you're like, yeah, you can hold me accountable. But when you haven't really made that, you know, committed decision for yourself, you kind of just waste another person's time because you really don't mean it. You're not committed to it, all of that. But when you can commit to it for yourself, and, you know, in this, in a season, really develop this self-trust of, I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to take it one day at a time, and I'm going to have, you know, such and such, you know, be the person I am committed to on a regular basis for an appointment. You are hashtag winning. And I'm sure you can think over the course of your life at times when you actually had, you know, this accountability partner or this person in a committed time. And you probably can think about how you really excelled because you had someone that you could talk to or you could do it with on a regular basis at a scheduled time. You're just more likely to do it. Now, does it happen all the time? No, because things happen, right? And we decide to change our minds, or we don't totally commit to it, or maybe our partner doesn't totally commit to it, or we lose steam. There's so many reasons why it may not happen. But the point is, according to research, it is highly likely that it will. So I really want you to think about that as you're thinking about something that maybe you are looking to, you know, work through and you want to achieve, and you might have been losing, you know, momentum along the way, or maybe you just need someone to hold you down. Maybe you have been consistent, but because you're losing steam, you know, it'd be nice to have someone that is along the ride with you, you know, especially if you're a solopreneur or you're someone, you know, that's in corporate and, you know, you're still a solopreneur, but you know, you might have a side hustle and you kind of feel like you're doing things on your own because you're not really engulfed in your whole business. You know, you work full time and this is something you're doing on the side. Or if you're that full time entrepreneur, but it's just you still, same thing, right? You just kind of feel like you're out there, out in these streets, out in these business streets, and not really having a whole lot of accountability and just feeling like you're the one doing everything. And if that is the case, this is a really great opportunity to, you know, have your business besties, or having someone that's outside of your business that can really be that fishbowl, right? That person that can look on the outside in and kind of help you see the things that you need so that you can, you know, really excel. So there are so many, you know, ways and reasons why we may not achieve a thing, but you get to figure that out. But what I'm saying is that accountability might be one of the reasons, right? And if it is, you know, feel free. Think about the things that you need to focus on right now and, you know, make that commitment to yourself. You know, give yourself the opportunity to develop that self-trust within you, and then incorporate the people, you know, around you to be that mirror, to get that specific appointment so that you can see something get done, right? Because we want to see it get done, celebrate it, and continue on in our journey, knowing that it only helps us to build the confidence, right, in ourselves that we can do what we set out to do. And so the more that we do things and we see ourselves reach some of those milestones, it really fuels our confidence to continue to do more, and it just becomes easier, you know, over time. So this is a good opportunity for you to kind of like reset, get yourself going again, right? So that you are accomplishing the things that you desire, you know, in your business, in your personal life, whether it's your health, you know, your relationships or what have you. And, you know, also in your career, maybe you're looking to, you know, excel in your career, looking to be promoted or to be a leader in your organization or someone else's organization, and you just haven't taken the time to refine the things you need to refine so that you can see yourself in those positions. Whatever the case is, get the accountability that you need. Do it for yourself as well. And I feel really confident in saying that you will get what you desire. Hands down. Hands down. So again, I hope that that was good to you. I hope that this is something that you can take with you wherever you plan on taking it, you know, whether it's something for your personal life or your professional life or just for your leadership development, all of that. And I'm so excited to talk to you guys again next week. And so until then, go and be great. Bye.